Supreme Court justices appeared divided during oral arguments this morning over whether President Trump can end the Obama-era program known as DACA that protects some 700,000 young immigrants brought here illegally as children from deportation. The arguments in the case, one of the most important of the term, addressed presidential power over immigration, a signature issue for President Trump. For a closer look, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Jason Whitehead, CSU Long Beach political science professor. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So the court seemed split along their political leanings, with the conservatives appearing to side with President Trump, liberals with those fighting the ruling to end the DACA program. So will the vote be that simple, or is it more complex?
I think it could very well be that simple. I think one of the problems that the liberals have is that if you argue that the president does not have the discretion to enforce immigration law as he wishes, you're essentially locking in place a program that a predecessor president may have put in place, even if that program is working well, policies change. So I think you're probably not going to get even the four liberals to agree that the president doesn't have any discretion to change the program. I think the real issue is whether you're going to peel off a liberal or two, maybe a Justice Kagan, for example, on the issue of whether or not the president acted in a kind of, whether or not President Trump may act to protect the documents and the information that the people have submitted through the program. I think that's going to be an issue between both sides. But I think it may be as simple as conservatives and liberals.
Wow. So what would happen to the kids who signed up for DACA? Would they be grandfathered in some way?
It depends on how they wind down the program. In 2017, when President Trump announced that he was winding it down, he said that he would allow the existing beneficiaries, essentially grandfathering them in, to finish their two-year exemption from deportation. And then he would entertain individual requests to retain that status, but without a whole lot of information about what they would need to do to retain their status. And so that's really the open question about whether it's just this two-year window, and then does it just end, or what's any new criteria that might be put in place.
So if this ruling does come down for President Trump, how could it end up impacting the 2020 presidential election?
Well, that's an interesting question because, as you know, Trump's base is pretty hardcore as far as wanting to get immigration reform that is tougher and that creates a disincentive for new people coming across the border. There is some sympathy for these dreamers, for these young people who were brought here through no fault of their own. And even Trump himself has waffled a bit on the issue. Even this morning, I believe his tweet kind of left some opening about whether or not he might be sympathetic to their concerns. So if his base really wants him, if the people that he really needs to turn out in the 2020 election really want to put a stop to this kind of what they consider amnesty, but he needs to win suburban voters, especially suburban women voters who tend to be a little bit more sympathetic, maybe a lot more sympathetic to the plight of these dreamers, then it puts him in a weird situation. He's probably not going to lose his base over making individual exceptions for dreamers. So my guess would be that would be the path to go, to look like you're having mercy on people, but at the same time, you're holding the line and not allowing this widespread amnesty program to succeed. So it could actually wind up, if it goes well for him, it could wind up turning out his base and not really significantly diminishing that, and maybe gaining him some suburban voters, possibly. It could also be a cudgel that the Democrats could wield against him if he ends it too harshly.
Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jason Whitehead, CSU Long Beach political science professor.